That very morning I had come bowling down and struggling up hill country roads, looking back at snowy summits, meeting courteous peasants well-to-do, driving fat pigs and cattle to market, noting the neat and thrifty dwellings, with their unusual quantity of clean white linen drying on the bushes, having windy weather suggested by every cotter's little rick, with its thatch straw-ridged and extra straw-ridged into overlapping compartments, like the back of a rhinoceros. Had I not given a lift of 14 miles to the coast guardsman, kit and all, who was coming to his spell of duty there, and had we not just now parted company? So it was, but the journey seemed to glide down into the placid sea, with other chafened trouble, and for the moment nothing was so calmly and monotonously real under the sunlight as the gentle rising and falling of the water with its freight, the regular turning of the windlass aboard the lighter, and the slight obstruction so very near my feet. O reader, haply turning this page by the fireside at home, and hearing the night wind rumble in the chimney, that slight obstruction was the uppermost fragment of the wreck of the Royal Charter, Australian trader and passenger ship, homeward bound.